Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Triple H studios in Waitara, Australia, it's the Ben and Logan Show. Coming up for you tonight, as well as an exclusive live performance from...
Go, 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 go!
Your hosts, the Baron of Barry Street, Logan Mead, and the 207 three-point shooter, Ben Trippiano.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to yet another week. What a week it's been. Bienvenuto, which is welcome in Italian. Bienvenidas, which I think is Spanish for welcome. In every single language around the world, we say welcome because this is an episode which spreads across the world. It doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter what you've done. You will know this as the FIFA episode and you will rejoice.
I'd more go along the lines of intergalactic, Ben. So take off your jackets, unbutton your belt buckles. If you've had a few burgers like you may have pre-show like I have, and get ready, listen in. We've got an episode purely dedicated to FIFA. Why, Ben?
Because it's probably the greatest game on the planet.
It is a great game. We play it every night in the Mead household. It's not purely a Mead household, but in my household. We play it all the time, and it gets released tomorrow, FIFA 16.
FIFA 16, the brand
new
game.
So we thought, because we love it, and we're not purely just going to have a show that's dedicated entirely to FIFA chat.
Yeah.
No, they might be.
I mean, there's different aspects to FIFA.
Yeah. Like, there's different formats surrounding it. There's the beauty and the drama of penalty shootout.
Yes.
Which is very poor on FIFA, I might say. It's okay. One thing I hope they work on for 16.
Okay, interesting.
But we're also going to work on tonight in a radio play of a penalty shootout.
First ever radio penalty shootout as far as we know. We've also got, believe it or not, someone who is in the FIFA game coming on the show. Is it Lionel Messi? We're not going to say no.
Oh, be good.
We're not going to say no. Let me just say it rhymes with Lionel Messi. That's what it is. So make sure you stay tuned. Massive show coming up tonight. The FIFA edition, Ben and Logan. We'll call it Ben and Logan FIFA 16 or the Ben and Logan FIFA show. Who knows? Logan's desperately trying to get the music on the air.
It's because it's Rufus's new track, Ben. Like an Animal to start us off. Maybe I've predicted this could be in FIFA 16. And if so, you've heard it here first. FIFA 16 themed episodes. Hopefully they theme on the soundtrack. If not, we might have a couple of others coming up. But now, as always, Ben, it's time for, once I get it in, fast news. So
that's what she said, hey?
It's time for fast news.
Fast something once you get it in.
Fast news.
That's the first time I've actually ever heard fast news entirely go out.
And I think it's a really, really good sound effect.
Goofs up the suspense.
The end of it, exactly. Now, we're bursting through the wall there. 5 goals were scored this morning. And you're probably hearing that and saying, oh, yeah, people score 5 goals all the time. I watched AFL, saw 11 goals on the weekend. But no, we're talking football. 5 goals rarely happens. 5 goals scored by one player rarely happens. 5 goals scored by one player in 10 minutes. 9 minutes, sorry.
And I stress that's not FIFA, like, a
that's
game
not
play.
FIFA. That's
not
real
FIFA
life.
It's real life.
Wolfsburg were beating current German champions 1-0 in the 50th minute. Robin Lewandowski comes on. 10 minutes later, it's 5-1 to Bayern Munich. That might not mean a lot of anything to some of you, but that's a fantastic feat, especially the last goal. Probably win goal of the year, the last goal. A volley from the edge of the box.
Just incredible. Thank you. Listeners at home,
painting
that's
a vivid
Ben
picture.
On FIFA 16 FN episode.
Moulded by Borussia Dortmund.
News.
So it's not entirely a fast news themed show about football, but it is about sport. Congratulations to Jason Day, who is absolutely loaded now. 6th tournament that he's won in a row on the weekend, and pockets another mil and has an unassailable lead in the FedEx Championship standings.
Is his nickname J-Day?
Oh, he could be. Day and Night. Kid Cudi could also be another nickname for Jason Day.
Doubtful.
If he's Gen Y, I don't think he is.
I think he's actually... he's a very old man.
Playing back to schoolies circa 2008.
He's an old young man, isn't he? He's like 29.
Baby-faced.
Yeah, no, but
baby-faced looks quite Filipino.
Yeah, but he's an old man. Like, I think he'd be very serious.
I think he'd be high 30s and, yeah, very serious man.
He'd have to be.
Congratulations, Jason Day. He's looking to probably pocket a sweet 18 mil this year. So,
for anyone playing Money Savers, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, better some penny Money Savers than you.
Fast. Oh, it happened so fast we missed it. Fast news.
In rather sad news today for the Australian community in sport and actually in journalism generally, Mike Gibson has passed away at the age of 75 at his home up in the Central Coast. Just a really, a legend of sports journalism, hosted the Back Page and the Wide World of Sports for a number of times. Famous for a mo.
Mm.
I was famous for a mo last week, of which I shaved.
What happened there?
Just got rid of it.
You said it was going to be your new thing.
I know, but it's gone.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, back to Mike Gibson. Yeah. It's rather tragic.
Very serious. And obviously, we're a show that is featured heavily on the North Shore and North Sydney. He was a big supporter of the North Sydney Bears before their demise, which is obviously close to a lot of people. So, much condolences from the Ben and Logan Show going out towards him and his family tonight, because it's obviously a sad night, but I think there's a lot of mourning, but it's a lot of sort of happy mourning and people looking back with fond memories, which
is good. I like to think that's the way in death operates, Ben. Majority of the
not
time.
Not always.
Happy, but in this instance, and the majority, happy mourning. Ben and Logan Show on Triple H, driving you through the rest of this evening. That was Old J with Left Hand Free.
Short song.
Short,
I think we're known for how long our songs are.
But I think once you go past the 3:40 mark of a song, it's done. There's nothing more to add. It's otherwise you're just going on, you're repeating. I think that's a general sort of structure most musicians stick to. Ben, interesting that I, in a FIFA theme week, have finally figured out... I've finally figured out the perfect handshake. And this is important from a FIFA perspective. Obviously, a football game.
Yep.
FIFA fair play at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Shake everyone's hands. Actually, the beginning as well in most football matches.
You have to at the beginning. You don't have to at the end. Only good sportsmen do it at the end.
But there you go. It's compulsory. Well, I figured out in more of a social setting, the master of the handshake. Okay, so just bear with me here. Often, in a leaving setting, it's difficult to gauge, or a greeting, difficult to gauge whether a handshake is appropriate or a hand wave.
Before we start, where has this come from?
Just the weekend.
What has this got to do with anything?
It's got to do with...
Because it sounds like we're going off tangent, off another topic.
We are going a bit
off. Let me just reiterate what you said. I think I found the perfect handshake.
Yeah. I have found the perfect handshake.
Okay. I wasn't clear what was happening. We're talking about settings. FIFA. We're talking about handshakes.
No, I'm just saying in a FIFA sense, you do shake people's hands to begin the match.
That's a very long bow to draw.
It is a long bow.
I'm not even worried about it being off topic. I'm just worried about where's this come from? Like, at what point on the weekend were you like, hey, shaking someone's hand saying, this feels good. What have I been doing?
I went to shake someone's hand. I went to say goodbye to someone.
Was it a man or a woman?
And they waved. It was a woman.
Ah.
They waved, and I was originally going in for the handshake.
Why do you... Would it not be like, more socially...
the handshake, like, hug. So
handshake hug?
You grab someone's
hand. What's the handshake hug?
Well, you grab someone's hand, like...
And you pull them in tight.
No, you don't latch them in.
Like the Mark Latham and John Howard back in the day?
Not that either.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Staring on top of each other?
And absolutely just crunching each other's hands. Yeah. No. It was more elegant, just shake the hand, kiss on the cheek. But in this instance, it turned into a hand wave.
Mm-hmm.
But in a more social setting, if I think you can safely go with a hand wave...
Yeah.
And gesture it so that it's almost, it can go into that.
No. Okay. Mode.
It can go.
So walk us through it. Because what you've done here and what you seem to do every single week is forget we're on the medium of radio where no one can actually see what you're doing with your hands. And I know that's very important for this story.
So I'd like to stress that my hand at the moment is probably at a tilt of about 45 degrees. Like it's a wave with a gesture.
Yeah, but is your finger at the top? Is your palm at the bottom? What's happening?
All fingers are split. Okay. It's a wave, but it can come together.
Yep.
Just a little.
But as it stands, the pinky is on is pointing towards the ground.
Pinky's actually up.
Pinky's up,
facing the opponent.
But the pinky is closer to the ground than the thumb.
Friend in a social setting.
The pinky is closer to the ground than the thumb.
Yes. Waving, and then can easily shift in for the handshake if necessary.
How much pressure are you applying in the handshake?
Firm.
Yeah.
From that position. Jolting firm. It's not... Okay, so for people who are at home, playing along and go for the real sunflower. I would like to coin it the sunflower wave. It's a really upright wave. It's a goodbye. Ben, can you describe it for me? It's an upright wave. That's not what I'm going
You're
for.
You're just waving your hand.
Yeah, I know, but upright. So yeah, that's not what I'm going for. It's the more horizontal as opposed to vertical wave.
So essentially what you're doing is describing the difference between a handshake and a wave.
Yeah, but my one is a wave in a handshake form.
Yep.
So that way it can just slide in for the handshake.
A wave in a handshake form.
So for everyone listening at home, practice. That is the perfect handshake wave.
Well, I mean, that was...
enlightening. That was riveting. Yes, Ben, I know.
Enlightening.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everyone. You're welcome.
Good.
That's all.
Is that all? Is that this week's dilemma solved?
That is this week's dilemma solved. And so if you've got a sporting match, you can just, you know, wave them and then shake goodbye.
No, beautiful. Well,
absolutely no need.
We'll head to a break now. After this, I believe we'll have the first ever radio penalty shootout. It's FIFA week. So remember, if you're playing, keep practicing. You might even be able to win the Champions League with Leicester, like I did on the weekend. So just wanted to get that out there pretty early. It's a pretty incredible
good FIFA knowledge. Community announcements here on Triple H, and then we'll be back.
Same weekend with Lost, Ben and Logan on Triple H 100.1 FM. What a night it's been. FIFA 16 comes out tomorrow. So, and let's point it out, this is a community radio station. We're not getting any money for this, nor do we want it.
No, FIFA for us is just purely a love.
It is a love.
Just like this is. Yeah. And we have a man on the phone who does believe he's probably handy at FIFA. I personally believe I'm probably more handy, and we're probably going to test that out or fledge this out in a radio penalty shootout. So welcome, James Moylan, to the Ben and Logan Show.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problems, Mr. Moon. I believe that's your formal title. Is that right?
Yeah, Moonman Moylan, but I'll take Mr. Moon as well.
Is Moonman Moylan your gaming name, your online gaming name as well?
Nah, my online gaming name is Moon Jim.
Okay, so good. Moon Jim it'll That's be good. For tonight.
Solid. Now, obviously it's FIFA night tonight, and Logan's grabbed you on board because he says you're a massive FIFA head, so to speak. Tell us about your FIFA journey, where you started, what was your first game, who your team is, who your favourite player is.
Yeah, right. So FIFA for me started a long time ago, probably when I was about 14 years old, on the old Nintendo 64, when you used to be able to tackle solid. The goalkeeper.
Solid unit as well, that the 64.
Oh, great. One of the greatest consoles to ever exist.
For sure.
And fell in love with FIFA just through versing my brother when we get home from school. My team's Newcastle United in the English Premier League.
Oh, wow.
My favourite. Yeah, it's... Look, I like to think that, you know, it's a little off-centre because, you know, a lot of people just go for the big four. You know, they just go for the teams that win all the time.
Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United, just big four, big players.
Just find a mid-ranged team.
Would this classify him as a FIFA hipster if Newcastle United's your team?
If you're playing with them on the reg, yes.
Yep.
But, you know, yeah, it is. It is.
No.
Yes,
no.
It is.
I'm not a FIFA hipster. I think you are.
There's still four stars. They'd be pushing 4.5 stars.
No, they're four stars.
Four stars. All right, sorry.
I'm a FIFA hipster.
I think if you're... If you're someone like following Leicester, or you decided that your international team was Finland, then I reckon you're probably a FIFA hipster.
If you're going for someone that's just a genuine relegation contender, that's hipster.
I think you've got to be out of England to be a FIFA hipster, to be honest. You've got to be in like...
playing with the rest of the world and FC Shakhtar or whatever it is.
Shakhtar Donetsk from Ukraine.
Yeah.
Big club, though.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good spoon. Not much of a FIFA head as
oh, he's got, are, got lip on him before the penalty shootout begins. Well, the reason why we're doing this segment, I would like to stress that I back myself at the ability to be able to read the opponent and not look at their controllers in a penalty shootout, but just... understand their frame of mind and the way they might be going.
Mm-hmm.
So, coined the idea tonight to play the first ever, and I hope it's the first ever, I'm going to say it is, FIFA penalty shootout on air as how this will be done.
But there is absolutely no FIFA being played at all here. This is just a pure radio penalty shootout.
Yes. So, Moon Jim, if you'll bear with me, the way this will work is Ben will count down 3, 2, 1, but he won't say one. At that point, we will both at the same time, ideally, go either right, centre or left. together.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay.
If they're different, okay, so you score. If they're the same as the goalie, I've saved it.
And okay, can he say top left or bottom left or top right?
No.
If it goes to sudden death, I think we should, because that could end the game a lot quicker, which is good. So,
and it'll be the best of five.
Okay. Well,
yeah, we'll work with it how we see it's traditional. I think I can, yeah.
As the only one here with a referee's license, I would be happy to referee you two. So the rules are clear, guys. On the count, I think I'll say one, and then as soon as I say one, the first one to get in. And you can't wait for the other person to go. It has to be simultaneous.
Yes.
And I will be the final decision maker, all right? We agree? Yeah.
And for the purposes of this game, I'll be Sunderland, so it's a true derby and there's something on stake.
See, there's a good feverhead. There's a good feverhead knowledge. Logan's the goalie. Moon is the striker. Final chance to psych each other out before the game. Go.
I'm just dealing with a spud, so there's absolutely
no... You've got no fans.
Okay.
I got beaten my own game.
Penalty kick number one to be taken by Moon Jim, to be saved by Logan. 3, 2, 1.
Left.
Left.
Yes. Yes.
The keeper, he fainted his run-up, and the keeper's guessed the right way. So...
That's huge.
Oh, that's a big to get him. Now he's second guessing
himself.
We're going to keep going.
But Moon Jim, you're going to be keeper now, all right? And Logan, you're going to take the kick, all right?
The keeper has come out of goal and is taking the first penalty kick.
Exactly. So it's after we'll do best of three. We should have established this earlier, but hey, this is FIFA, so we change the rules as we go. 3, 2, 1.
Left. Oh, wait, no. I thought we go on one.
No, we go after one.
It's your game, mate. You made it up.
You made it up, and you've given me a very poor script. Regardless, the penalty's gone wide. It's been missed.
It's gone left and missed wide.
Moon Jim is the kicker now. You're the keeper.
Do not fledge out.
It's nil all after one.
Yeah, okay.
After one, okay? You both have to say it. 3, 2, 1.
Senna.
Oh, yes. He saved it again.
It's an absolute goalie's dream, this game.
Goalie's dream.
Oh.
Logan strike. And listen, if Logan kicks this, it'll make it very hard for Moon Jim to pull it off.
All right, mate.
We ready? 3, 2, 1.
Left.
Right.
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Logan scores the first.
That was clinical. I'd like to say that was real clinical.
Now, what we're going to do, we're going to mix it up. It's the third one, so potentially the last penalty. You now need to say that if you're going top left, bottom right, top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right, or centre, okay? So now instead of three, there's five options.
I would like to go goalie sprayed hands or something, because like that way you can save them. But nonetheless, I'll go with your game, Ben.
So Logan, if you save this, you win the first radio penalty shootout. And it's only been a friendly, but still, you get the trophy. All right, we ready? Kicker, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm really nervous.
Okay. The controller's shaking. We can hear the phone shaking.
It's vibrating. It's physically vibrating.
3, 2, 1.
Bottom right.
Top right.
Oh, he scored it. Top right. He's gone. Bottom right. Okay. Easy. We'll just keep him down there. Turn him down. He's still going? No, he's finished. Good. Okay. But it's on you. You've got to kick this, all right?
Yes, if I kick this, I win.
But if he saves this, he wins because he's done the magic one, all right?
Yeah, fair call.
So he got this is the money ball. This is the money ball in the basketball, all right? So he's up 5-1. But if you score this, you win 6-5.
Yes.
We've just changed games.
We know how corrupt FIFA is, all right?
I understood the circumstances.
I don't think they did. I'm giving you more of a chance to win, all right? We're ready?
Yeah.
So now, remember, you've got to say top or bottom or left or right. But if you go centre, we'll take either one. They're eyeing each other off. They're FaceTiming as well.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at the ref. It's quite weird in a FIFA setting.
3.
For a penalty shooter to take a look at the ref.
2, 1.
Top left.
Top left.
Oh, no. I can't believe it. Oh, the famous money ball.
Oh, no.
And for those of you scoring at home, I don't know how you've kept score, but Moon Jim and Newcastle United have won 6-5 in an epic penalty shootout over Sunderland. And the Black Cats go home unhappy. The Magpies rise again.
Oh, no.
You can hear the chanting from Mike Ashley.
No fans.
He's got no fans. Mike Ashley is the king of... The king of the Tyneside, I think.
Being pelted with bottles as I leave the stadium. The goalie who did it all himself has absolutely lost it.
So Moon Jim, with the money ball, wins 5-1 over Logan, the first radio penalty shootout. Moon Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. We'll have to get you back. Thanks for joining us.
The reigning FIFA penalty shootout champ, congratulations.
Absolutely.
I will shake your hand.
We will jump to a song now. Thanks, Moon Jim. And get back right after this. Ben Logan, Triple H, 100.1 FM. Well, we certainly hope it didn't hurt that much because we have a very, very special guest coming up. Ben and Logan, Triple H. What a night it's been.
FIFA. It has been. It's been an absolutely cracking night on the FIFA 16 themed ep. That's episode for you out there who can't deal with slang. But we do have absolutely special guest onto the show tonight.
Well, before we get on to Dan, tell us your FIFA story. Tell us who your team is, what your special move is, what you look for out of your players, blah blah blah.
Bam, what I look for out of my players on FIFA 16 is generally I want speed.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a relative spud at FIFA 16 compared to most people. So I just use the R1 stick and just sprint past people and then shoot.
Yeah. No, good tactic.
Speed and shooting ability.
As I mentioned earlier, when I won the Champions League with Leicester City in FIFA 15, that was a key part of building my squad was around speed. So anyway, we're not going to talk about speedy players. We're going to talk about real players because we, at the moment, FIFA for us is fantasy. But for the person we're about to join, FIFA is real life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Western Sydney Wanderers and young Socceroo. He joins us from camp, I believe, Dan Alessi. Dan, how are you?
Good, thanks, Ben. How are you?
Not too bad. Logan is also here.
Mate,
so feel
Dan,
free
very
to...
good to have you on the show. Not an idol yet, but I hope that when the game gets released tomorrow, and my housemate and I have got it coming, that tomorrow night I could be playing with you.
Tell us, Dan, what's it like to be actually in the FIFA game?
Oh, it's unreal. It's a childhood dream. Always, been playing FIFA since I was a little kid, and... finally be on there and play with myself is a bit of a pinch myself sometimes.
Yeah, what was...
Excuse the play on the words there.
We'll edit that out. you said you played FIFA as a kid. What was the first FIFA that you had?
First FIFA that I had? Probably around 03.
Wow. I would say. I think it had Edgar Davids on the cover.
Edgar Davids on the cover. With those sunnies.
Yeah, with the sunnies.
Edgar Davids with the goggles. Yeah.
Beautiful. Daniel, an intriguing question here. Did they get your head right on FIFA? Were you happy with the product or did you shoot them off some sort of email / correspondence going, guys, you've got it completely wrong?
Oh, I haven't actually seen my head in FIFA 16 yet, but in FIFA 15, it wasn't in the greatest shape. It wasn't too close.
Through fault of FIFA's and not yours?
The complexion was a little bit off, but hopefully they'll get it right this year with FIFA 16.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did. They're a bit harsh on you. Your rating was like 53 or 54 or 55 in FIFA 15. Does that hurt you as a player? Do you look at it and go, no, I'm better than that? Or do you think, yeah, that's pretty fair?
I think there's a lot of world-class players on FIFA. So just to be on there is obviously a massive privilege. Still early days for me, being 18 years of age. So I'll take my rating of 55, 56, whatever it is. And I'll... motivation to improve and get my rating up in the years to come.
See, very Gen Y. The motivation doesn't come from, wanting to win medals or money or girls. It's, I just want to get a better rating in FIFA.
That'd be my motivation too.
That's part of it.
Exactly. Well, have you ever played as yourself in FIFA? Like, and taken out Ronaldo or scored, like, played yourself a striker and scored 20 goals in a season or...?
I played the Sydney Derby with my brother. My brother... was a Sydney FC supporter, so when I first came out on the game, we played a Wanderers Sydney FC match, and I was there at right back, and had a solid game.
Absolutely. Not too far away from your first debut. Now, obviously, as Logan sort of alluded to at the start of the interview, probably a little bit disrespectfully as well, he doesn't quite know who you are. And I think, you know, you're a young guy, up and coming. That's fair. So what I've put together is a little quiz for Logan.
And I hope I'm not stitched up here.
No, I mean, this isn't a stitch-up. So, to be honest...
I hope I'm not stitched up.
No.
I think there could be... We're duly walking into a stitch-up.
Okay. No one's getting stitched up here, except maybe Logan, but that's a different story. So, okay. The game is called... As we said, we did have a footballer with a famous last name rhyming would be coming on the show, which is obviously you. But I wanted to see how good Logan's knowledge is of football and of Daniel Alessi. So the quiz is... Was it Daniel Alessi or Lionel Messi? That's the name of the game, all right? So question one, I think there'll be four questions.
Is Daniel going to be the judge as well?
Daniel can be the judge, okay?
All right.
So.
Sorry in advance.
Who has played for more professional clubs? Daniel Alessi or Lionel Messi?
This is just with pure age. Mm-hmm. I'm going Lionel Messi.
So, because the cord's plugged in, I can't do the wrong buzzer. But it's actually a trick question. They've both played for one club. Lionel Messi's only played for Barcelona.
Only
played for Sydney Wanderers, okay?
There you go.
Question two. Who made their debut against a player who has won the World Cup? Was it Daniel Alessi or Lionel Messi?
I'm going to say that's Daniel Alessi.
Is he right?
I think he is with Alessandro Del Piero there.
Ding, there it is. Yeah. Was that a guess?
No, yes. Yes, that was a guess. It was. Or but no, Daniel, how was that lining up against Alessandro?
Oh, it was a little bit unreal. Probably a little bit shell shock coming up against Del Piero, but... I had to foul him a few times because he was just too good for me on my debut. But, you know, that's something you learn as a young boy coming against up against a legend.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, it was unreal.
And so I guess something Logan will learn as he goes is not to interrupt quizzes with questions.
I was about to say.
Okay.
But I'm not too sure. Do you think maybe Messi also maybe had a debut?
Well, I didn't look that up. It was against Espanyol, so no disrespect to Espanyol. I don't think anyone who's won a World Cup who played for Espanyol. Anyway, question number three. Which player was older when they made their debut? Their first grade debut. And I'd like you to guess the years, the months, and the days if you could.
The years, okay.
Was it Lionel Messi or Daniel Alessi?
Well, I think Lionel Messi was probably older. I reckon Lionel Messi, maybe late teens, 17 years and just 20 days.
So what was who was younger? That was the question.
I think Daniel would have been younger. 16 years and 110 days.
Do you know the answer, Daniel?
I don't know the exact answer. That sounds pretty close.
Okay. Daniel Alessi made his debut at 16 years, 5 months, 22 days. Lionel Messi's made his debut 17 years, 3 months and 22 days. Wow.
I don't know my football, Ben.
He's a secret gun. Final question, and this will take you to 75% if you get this right, which I think is a good result.
It's a distinction, Ben.
Especially after the... Is it a distinction? Yeah, it is. Logan, final question.
Yeah.
Final question.
From the man himself.
Okay. Don't make me... We had to shush our moon before. Don't make me do it again. final question. Which player spent more time in Australia when they was before they were 10 years old?
I actually think this is probably a trick question only because I remember reading something about Lionel Messi being in Australia and potentially having citizenship to play for Australia, obviously. So I'm going to say Lionel Messi, even though I don't know Daniel's background.
Daniel, how many years did you spend growing up in Australia?
All my years.
It was a trick question.
It was the reverse question.
I actually don't think... I know I read the article. He was going to come here for surgery, but it never happened. So I don't think he came here before he was 18. Right. So there you go. 50%, not bad on a young National Youth League player. Daniel, it's been an absolute pleasure. We'll make sure we keep an eye out for you in FIFA 16 tomorrow. Do you have any words of farewell for your fans?
Words of farewell for my fans.
Yeah. Anyone looking to pick up
Not particularly. I'd like to thank you, Ben and Logan, for having me.
Very gracious.
Thank you.
Very gracious.
And words to my fans. Probably to give me a go on FIFA 16.
There you go.
And, maybe give me a pace upgrade, which I probably might deserve.
Or need. No, I'm joking. But make sure if you're on the market in the transfer market for solid young right back up and coming, Daniel Alessi won't cost you that much money probably in the transfer market. But he's a great
sport. Don't worry, Daniel, I will pay overs. Make sure you get the money you deserve on FIFA and hopefully in years to come as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, Dan. It's Ben Logan, Triple H 100.1 FM.
It's been a great show, Ben.
Certainly has. It feels like it's gone a lot quicker tonight.
Matt's probably because of the skipped little song. I think generally FIFA goes far too quick.
Certainly
generally.
Does.
Before
does.
You know it, you're two goals down and it's the 80th minute.
Mm, absolutely. But I mean, eventually you've got to finish FIFA and game's got to end. Let me just tell you quickly, went to buy some of the Golden Gay Time ice cream tubs on the weekend. Cannot get them anywhere. They are sold out. There is a national shortage of original flavoured Golden Gay Time ice cream in the tub.
You know, I'm a massive cynic. I reckon they've made a shortage.
Yep, I agree with you. And they've made extra of the chocolate and mint flavours.
Yeah, to force
you to buy them so they're like, oh, how good's this? It's rubbish.
Yeah, get stuffed, whoever made that decision. Absolutely poor. The Ben and Logan Show. It's been great having you.
Certainly has.
As always, catch us on Facebook, Ben and Logan Show. You can catch us for weeks to come. That was episode 22.
FIFA week. Enjoy. See you later.